This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Constabulary Force gets 64 new vehicles. Police to step up efforts ahead of festive season. And 60 young entrepreneurs participate in Startup Jamaica Workshop. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. 64 new vehicles have been added to the fleet of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. The cars were officially handed over to the JCF during a ceremony at the Commissioner's office on Monday. The units include Toyota Corolla motor cars, Toyota RAV4 SUVs, and Isuzu D-Max pickup trucks. Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams says the addition of these new vehicles is part of an overall effort to modernize the JCF fleet.
We are adding additional vehicles. In fact, these 64 vehicles are in addition to 24 that will be procured as soon as they arrive in Jamaica. In fact, the order has already been made, and those 24 pickups will be added to the fleet as soon as they arrive.
The commissioner says the new vehicles will greatly assist the police in executing their duties across all police divisions. Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the police will, as of this week, intensify stop and search activities heading into the festive season. Dr. Williams says the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be starting their annual Christmas surge earlier than usual in response to a recent flare-up of criminal activity in certain volatile communities.
We're going to be ensuring that we have the vehicle checkpoints established at major areas where they can cut off criminals who are moving from one place to the other seeking to commit crimes. We will have additional presence in the transport centers and market districts. We will have special patrols and special raids.
The commissioner was speaking at the ceremony for the handing over of 64 new vehicles to the Jamaica Constabulary Force on Monday. 60 young Caribbean entrepreneurs are participating in a one-week boot camp to equip them with basic business and product development tools necessary to build a software-based company. The boot camp, running from November 9 to 13, is facilitated by Startup Jamaica, an incubator accelerator program. Science and Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the camp will provide real opportunities for youth outside of the Jamaican job market.
Presently, the number of Jamaicans participating in global online work is significantly below our potential throughout the Caribbean. Therefore, by addressing barriers to entry, exposing Jamaican youth to the various global platforms for online work and taking advantage of new opportunities, our youth will have the opportunity to bypass limitations of the national labor market.
At the end of the boot camp, 15 teams of entrepreneurs will be chosen to move on to the Startup Jamaica Incubator Program. The Ministry of Finance and Planning will be hosting a series of consultations across the country on the national quality policy. Quality Infrastructure Coordinator at the Ministry, Junior Gordon, says the sessions, which will take place November 10 to 19, are intended to provide information and solicit feedback from stakeholders on the policy, which was last revised in 2001.
A policy like this is going to affect everybody. It is going to affect how government operates. It is going to affect private sector, the development of goods and services, intellectual property. It is going to affect trade in a major, major way.
Mr. Gordon was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the national quality policy is important for Jamaica as it will put in place the national quality infrastructure and establish the country as a source for quality goods and services on the global market. The consultations come under the Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project, which is being funded by the World Bank at a cost of $35 million. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.